stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to this Everglory International Group, Incorporated second quarter 2010 earnings conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Wilson Bao of Everglory International Group. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and welcome to Everglory International second quarter 2010 earnings conference call. Before we begin, we would like to take a moment to go through the company's safety harbor policy. The statement contained in the call, which are not historical facts, may be deemed to continue to constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual future results may differ materially from those projected in such statements due to a number of risks and uncertainties, all of which are described in the company's filings with the SEC. Everglory does not undertake any obligation to update forward-looking statements, except as required by applicable law. Now I would like to turn the call over to Edward Yihua Kang, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, for a strategic overview of the business, followed by Emily Guo, Chief Financial Officer, who will provide a financial review. Edward.
Good morning, and welcome to our second quarter 2010 earnings conference call. This quarter was a challenging quarter for us on wholesale business. Our wholesale business sales decreased 4.3% to $18.3 million compared to $90.1 million in the second quarter of 2009. And gross margin decreased 4.9% to 13.9% in this quarter. This decrease was primarily due to our giving up some of the lower margin orders in the fourth quarter of 2009. Most orders we fulfilled to realize our sales in the second quarter of 2010 were taken in the fourth quarter of 2009, in which time some of our clients couldn't offer a good price due to the economic slowdown, so we gave up some lower margin orders. Even so, when customers place orders with us in the fourth quarter of 2009, the price of the orders were based on the labor costs and the raw material costs in that period. In the second quarter of 2010, when we began to fulfill the orders placed in the fourth quarter of 2009, the average labor and raw material costs increased significantly. Therefore, our margin on these orders decreased due to an increase in labor and raw material prices. According to current situation, Everglory will keep adjusting the customer base, focus on high-margin products, striving for operational safety and security cash flows, so as to realize improvement in current operations. We are happy to report the growth and expansion of our retail business through our Lagogo stores, which shows a strong momentum thanks to our retail sales. Our retail business is contacted through Lagogo stores throughout China. Despite the difficult economy, the latest world market remains strong and continues to be the largest and fastest growing segment in the Chinese apparel market. This is reflected by strong sales trend in our retail segment. During the second quarter of 2010, we recorded over $4.8 million of retail business compared to $2 million last year. We opened 26 new Lago stores in the second quarter of 2010 and now have a total of 210 Lago stores in China as of June 30th of 2010. We expect to open additional 50 to 70 stores in the third and fourth quarter of 2010. We will continue to develop Lagogo through perfecting design styles and improving our store management efficiency. We are confident that we can strengthen and enhance same store sales, and that we will further expand the Lagogo presence in China in order to lay a better foundation for continued development. At the same time, we will actively seek cooperation with international brands in order to enlarge our retail business scale and divide between our retail model by additional other retail brands. Overall, even in such a difficult economic environment, we remain a profitable company with positive cash flows and little debt. We believe that we are positioned for growth over the long term and look forward to updating you on our progress. I will now turn the call over to Emin Gore, our CFO, who will take you through the numbers for this quarter. Emily.
Thank you, Edward. By now, you have all seen Evergrory's press release with our detailed financial results. So I will use this time to highlight key points in the second quarter of 2010. During the second quarter 2010, net sales increased 9.4% to 23.1 million from 21.1 million in the second quarter of 2009. The increase was primarily attributable to the increased sales in our retail business. Sales generated from our wholesale business decreased to 18.3 million or 4.3% compared to 19.1 million in the second quarter of 2009. Although sales from our customers in China and France increased this quarter, sales from other regions decreased due to increased pressure, which led us to give up some lower margin orders. Retail sales from Lagogo, the company's branded retail division, increased to 4.8 million or 137.5% compared to 2 million in the second quarter of 2009. As of June 30, 2010, we had 210 Lagogo retail stores. In the second quarter of 2010, gross profit was 4.5 million, a slight decrease compared to the same period of 2009. Gross margin decreased 1.8% to 19.5% in the second quarter of 2010, compared to 21.3% in the second quarter of 2009. The decrease was primarily due to an increase in raw material prices and labor costs in our wholesale business, and a decrease in the retail sales prices in our retail business to increase our sales volume. Selling expense increased 138% to 2.1 million in the second quarter of 2010 from 865,000 in the second quarter of 2009. This increase was primarily due to an increase in our retail staff, as well as renovation and retail marketing expenses to promote our Lagogo. General and administrative expenses decreased 23.6% to $1.7 million in the second quarter of 2010 from $2.3 million in the second quarter of 2009. The decrease was due to better control over these expenses. Our income from operations for the second quarter of 2010 decreased 48.3% to $700,000 or 3% of total sales, compared to $1.4 million or 6.5% of sales in the second quarter of 2009. For the second quarter of 2010, that net income attributable to the company was $810,000 or 5 cents per diluted share, a decrease of 61.8% from $1.7 million or 12 cents per diluted share for the same period of 2009. GAAP net income attributable to the company for the second quarter of 2010 includes $30,000 or 1 cent of non-cash expenses related to the change in fair value of a derivative liability compared to about $485,000 or 3 cents per diluted share of non-cash gains related to a change in fair value of a derivative liability in 2009. Excluding this non-cash influence for 2010 and 2009, non-GAAP diluted earnings per share were 6 cents in 2010 compared with 9 cents in 2009. Now I will turn the call to Edward for some closing remarks.
Thank you, Emily. With respect to our financial outlook for the third quarter of 2010, the company anticipates quarterly net sales of 31 to 34 million US dollars and net income of 1.2 to 1.5 million US dollars. For the full 2010 year, the company anticipated quarterly net sales between 121 and 141 million US dollars and net income between 6 and 7 million US dollars. The 4-year revenue forecast is comprised of 95 to 110 million in expected wholesale revenue and 26 to 31 million in expected retail revenue. Before we take any questions, I want to express my thanks to our investors for your continuous support and confidence in our management team. We remain focused on encouraging, executing our strategies to be a leading apparel supplier and retailer in China, known for innovative design, high quality products, and timely production. That ends our prepared remarks. Operator, we are ready to take some questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you would like to ask a question, you can signal by pressing the star key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Keep in mind, if you're using a speakerphone, make sure the mute function is released to allow your signal to reach the equipment. Once again, for questions today, star 1. We'll pause for a moment to see if there's any questions. Once again, star 1. And we do have a question. First question will come from Jin L. with Who Am I 21st Century Fund.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my question. 他总安排你们好，我就行。
你好。
My first question is about the Q3 guidance and from the guidance, it looks Glory is very confident on wholesale. And could you mind talking about the assumption?
Sorry?
I mean, from the guidance Q3 and the revenue could reach as high as 31 to 34 million. And it looks at Glory, I think the wholesale in Q3 would recover. And I would like to know, why do you think the wholesale in Q3 could recover of at Glory?
Q3?
这个3100万美金的到3400万的收入，然后 wholesale retail 有多少？
不是，康总是这样子的，是我们给了那个我就是给了那个第三季度的 guidance 嘛，是3100万到3400万。然后我觉得从这个数据看呢，我们的那个出口啊，看起来对出口的那个挺有信心的。我想知道就是说，公司就是这个预期对于出口这么好，那么出口这么好的，就是有一些假设是什么，或者为什么会觉得，对第三季度出口很有信心？因为我知道从第二季度出口好像看起来没有那么好。
I have said, you know, and totally about the sales is 31 to 34, right?
Yes.
And about for the wholesale business, about I expect about 25 to 28 for wholesale. Because, you know, and I have said in the second quarter, we take an order about in fourth quarter, you know. So in that time, because the economic slowdown and also the price, the, you know, the real material and labor costing in China have starting increase. So this is why we, you know, and give up some of the lower margin orders. But after Chinese New Year, the labor costing have increased. So when customer last year have, you know, some have come, you know, and leave from China to, you know, Bangladesh or some area, but they find the, you know, the lead time is too long. So they come back again after the Chinese New Year. So give our order, not our order, maybe give Chinese supply order, but it's a more price. You know what I mean? So because the costing, so last year they slow down some business. They come to some overseas production for Bangladesh, India, some area. But in the end, they find the lead time too long. So they come back again to China. So this is why we take a lot more order in the first quarter and the second quarter. So this meaning in the third quarter for the wholesale should be increased.
Could I think the gross margin of the wholesale in Q3 or Q4 would also go up?
In third quarter, in third quarter, maybe for the gross margin, maybe not so good. Because, you know, the real material and labor costing is continue in the go up. But now, in the August, have come down something for the return material. You know what I mean? So this meaning,
yes,
in the fourth quarter, maybe, or I hope, for the gross margin should be get better.
You mean Q4, the gross margin of wholesale will be better?
Yeah, in fourth quarter, the gross margin should get better than the second quarter and third quarter. Because the costing, you know, the the you know, timing. When they increase, but we have a confirmed order, so the margin has pressed. But when we confirm order in second quarter, the costing is high. But when we fulfill the order in third and fourth quarter, the costing may come down. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's better.
Okay, thank you.
And my next question is about the retail gross margin. And the retail gross margin in this quarter, I think showed much expansion compared to the gross margin in Q1 this year. And I would like to know, is there any particular reason for that?
You know, and from this year, we step by step and change our the selling price in the market. So we change our the price, you know, points and slow down something and to increase our sales volume.
But the gross margin in this quarter is still higher than the Q1 this year.
You know, why Q1? Because Q1 is a Chinese holiday. So because the Chinese holiday, always every, the, you know, the store, always, the department store always selling. You know what I mean? In the Chinese, you know, holiday. Yeah, always, you know, selling. So, but in second quarter, almost is generally, you know, sales. So no, you know, big promotion.
And how many new stores of Lagogo and do you plan to open in Q3 and Q4?
Q3 and Q4, we should open another 50 to 70.
50 to 70 in total.
Yeah, so this means totally about come to 260 to 280. They are original, you know, and the plan they expect in the beginning of this year. Yeah.
That's great. And my last question is about the, I think this question is good for Emily. And there's a new item in the income statement, and that's called gain on sale of investment. I'd like to know what is that.
Yes, that means you could check our 8K we filed in April this year. The gain from self-investment is that we invest Lasha Bear, you know, 2 years ago. And in April this year, we sold 10% interest in Lasha Bear to two-thirds unrelated parties. And the detailed information, you if you need, I will send our 8K to you.
Okay. I can check it myself. Thank you, Emily. And that means that it's one-time cash, one-time expense. Am I right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Ms. Tang and Emily.
Thank you very much.
I would like to remind everyone, if you have a question, star one, please. We will pause for another moment to see if there's any further questions. Mr. Bao, there is no further questions at this time. I'll turn the call back over to you for closing remarks.
Yes, as every time, we should thank you, everybody, for joining us on this morning's call. We look forward to providing updates for you in the future quarters. Thank you all.
That will conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation.